give you now Stella Dallas, a continuation on the air of the true-to-life story of mother love and sacrifice, in which Stella Dallas saw her beloved daughter Laurel marry into wealth and society, and realizing the difference in their tastes and worlds went out of Laurel's life. These episodes in the later life of Stella Dallas are based on the famous novel of that name by Olive Higgins Prouty and are written by Anne Hummer. No mother should give her child an unknown remedy to take until she first asks her doctor about it. Thousands of mothers have obtained medical advice about Philips Milk of Magnesia and have discovered that it is highly recommended for its purity and reliability. Ask your child's specialist about Philips. See if he, like so many other doctors, doesn't tell you that Philips Milk of Magnesia is ideal for your child because it is so gentle and yet wonderfully effective. Whether your child is 12 months old or 12 years old, you can give him genuine Philips with confidence. Thousands of children have literally grown up with Philips, but there's never a worry with this widely approved product on hand. So, mothers, be sure it's genuine Philips that your child gets. Ask for it by its full name, Philips Milk of Magnesia, and not for Milk of Magnesia alone. Get Philips Milk of Magnesia today. And now, Stella Dallas. Tonight, Stella's neighbor, Paul Wyman, did a dramatic and fearful thing. He boarded off the south wing of his home and is keeping his 18-year-old daughter Celia there a prisoner. And when Stella left the Wyman home to walk around the block to the rooming house, she was desperately afraid. Well, an hour has passed. It is a soft spring night in Boston, but Stella feels a chill in her living room. She's standing at the window, thinking of Celia when...
Oh, come in.
Dallas?
It's Paul Wyman.
Yes, I know you're surprised to see me.
Of course I am.
I thought you would be. But I had to talk to you. I've done what was best for Celia. I'm going to force you to admit it.
Mr. Wyman, there's just one question I want to ask you, and that's how much your housekeeper, Reba Collins, had to do with you deciding to keep your daughter a prisoner.
Now, dear Mrs. Dallas, for you to take that tone with me...
You came here. You've been seeking me out time and time again, and I've said as little as I could. I've told you I don't know how many times. I don't want to interfere. But, Mr. Wyman, I think you really love Celia. I don't believe you want to be so cruel.
Of course not.
Well, you think now. It's the only honest thing to do.
You've no cause to be angry with me.
I'm not angry. I'm just heartsick for Celia. Was it Mrs. Collins who suggested that you have the south wing boarded up?
Mrs. Dallas, Reba and I talked over what's best for Celia. And only a few days ago, Reba hoped that Celia could go out to parties. Meet young people here in Boston.
And just why did she change her mind?
Because she knows it's best that Celia stay at home.
Oh.
We've got to keep her from meeting that young architect, Stephen Kelby, anywhere at any home.
I see. Yes, I know that's how you feel. Oh, here, Mr. Wyman, sit down, won't you, in this chair.
Thank you. I hope you aren't too angry with me to let me stay for a few minutes.
I told you I'm not angry.
Please don't be. Mrs. Dallas, I don't understand the strange power you have over me. I need to talk to you. It may sound fantastic, but I feel as if you're the only person who can help me.
Oh, I'd give so much to be able to help. You know, your daughter makes me think of Lolly when she was 18 years old.
You shouldn't compare the girls. Your daughter's been able to have a happy marriage.
Why can't Celia have a happy marriage, too? Why are you so set against her marriage?
I'm afraid for her life.
Afraid for her life if she marries? Ah, now look, Mr. Wyman. I don't have to keep saying I don't want to interfere because you know I'm only trying to help. But you've got to tell me some facts. Is there some terrible secret in your family that should keep Celia from marrying?
Mrs. Dallas.
You want to tell me. You wouldn't come to see me so often if something wasn't just urging you to tell me. And I've never forgotten how you said you felt guilty because you'd destroyed somebody's life.
Yes. Yes, that is true.
Oh, Mr. Wyman, you seem to want to tell me about that. You said it wasn't...
Murder? No, it wasn't that. It wasn't murder in the eyes of man.
But you think it was in the eyes of God. That's why you feel so guilty. You live in the fear that God is blaming you for some unspeakable crime. And so you take your fear out on your daughter, Celia.
No, I do not do that. I'm protecting Celia.
What are you protecting her from? Mr. Wyman, She has the same right to love and happiness that every other girl has.
Mrs. Dallas, you don't understand. If I could tell you the whole story, you would.
Then please tell me the whole story.
I can't do that.
Why can't
you? I can't, that's all. Well, it has been very good to see you. I shan't stay any longer.
Oh, gee, please do. I'd like for you to.
No, perhaps I shouldn't have come.
Oh, don't say that, Mr. Warren. I want you to come over here whenever you feel like it, and I hope you will.
Thank you, Mrs. Dallas. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Wine. He's gone. Oh, dear heaven, so many folks in this world are desperately unhappy. I was angry with Mr. Wyman before he came. Yes. But every time I talk to him, I get the feeling he's as much to be pitied as C.A. I wonder, what's the matter with his life? He seems so self-tortured. And I know he's in a dangerous state of mind.
Mr. Wyman.
Oh. Why, it's Laurel Grosvenor. Well, did you just drive up?
Yes, I've come to see Mommy. Weren't you coming out of the rooming house?
Yes, I was. I've been talking with your mother.
Oh, have you? Well, I'm surprised to see you. You had such a bad fall this afternoon in your home.
Oh, it wasn't so very serious.
But you should take care of yourself.
Laurel, I want your mother to take care of herself.
What?
I want her to put her own peace of mind first. Sensible, and you care a great deal for your mother. So if she says anything to you about my daughter Celia, well, reassure her.
I know what you mean, Mr. Wyman. I must get on inside because I promised Mrs. Grosvenor I wouldn't be away from home long.
Well, then I mustn't detain you.
It's been nice seeing you. Good night, Mr. Wyman.
Good night, Laurel.
Laurie, is that you?
It certainly is. And I hope you're alone.
Oh, are you? Is Mrs. Davy in your apartment?
Oh, no. I'm all by myself, and I'm glad I am, too.
I only have about 2 seconds. And, Mommy, I know Mr. Wyman was here. I saw him outside.
Yes, honey.
That's why I had to see you again today, because of the Wyman. You know Mrs. Collins and Paul Wyman are going to have dinner at Mrs. Grosvenor's one night soon.
You bet I know.
Well, Reba Collins phoned me about an hour and a half ago. And asked me to have lunch with her at the Wyman home tomorrow.
Oh, Laurie.
It'd be very simple, just us two. I think she's afraid she wasn't quite nice enough to me today after the accident.
I'll never forget how she wanted to get the police to arrest Steve Pelton.
Mommy, she still thinks that he pushed Mr. Wyman down the basement stairs.
Oh, Laurie, baby, she don't really think that.
Well, I'll try to find the answers to all the mysteries tomorrow at lunch.
Oh, I wish you weren't going to see her.
But I want to.
Laurie, I got a funny feeling about it.
But Mrs. Grosvenor likes Mrs. Collins. And it's more sensible for me to straighten things out in the Wyman home than for you, Mommy.
Oh, no, Laurie, now listen to me, please. You mustn't get mixed up in the trouble in that house.
I'm sorry. I know I'm interrupting.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it is, Stella. I didn't know Laurel was here.
Hello, Stephen. Do come in because I have to leave.
But, Laurie, about going to the Wymans tomorrow.
I may see you before lunch. Please don't be upset about it. Stephen, I hate to rush away.
I understand, Laurel.
Bye, Mommy, darling.
Goodbye, Laurie. Do drop by if you have time. Well, Steve, I would have telephoned you if you hadn't come here.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to tell you that Paul Wyman doesn't hold you responsible for his fall down those stairs.
What have they done to Celia?
They haven't done anything to her. Now, Steve, as hard as it is, you've got to have patience.
Stella, she's not in her old room at the house. That room is empty.
You found out?
Don't ask me how I found out. I know those two fiends have done something to her. I think Wyman has locked her in that secret room where he spends most of his crazy days.
No, he hasn't. I know what happened. And I'll tell you if you'll just keep calm, Steve.
I'm perfectly calm.
Steve, you're in love with Celia and...
Stella, tell me what happened.
Okay. There's a very nice apartment, a very comfortable apartment in the south wing of the Wyman house. And Celia has moved there.
On their orders.
Boarded off the south wing.
I know it. She's a prisoner.
Now, please, Steve, take it easy. No matter how peculiar all this seems, Mr. Wyman loves Celia, and he's trying to do something he thinks is right.
Stella, my dear Stella, It just happens that Wyman and that Collins woman will talk to you. They'll yell and shout if they see me again, but they will talk to you. So, will you get your hat and coat and go over to the Wyman house with me?
No, I don't think I ought to do that.
You've got to.
Oh, I don't think it's good sense.
I've got to talk to Celia tonight.
But you can't do that.
Well, I can report that crazy man to the police, and I will.
Look now, Steve. That's like Mrs. Collins, the way she talks.
Stella, something terrible is the matter with Wyman. Do you want him to drive Celia out of her mind?
Believe me, this excitement, this anger and emotion keeps you from thinking clear.
That maniac isn't going to get away with boarding Celia up in the south wing of the house.
It's not so frightening as it sounds,
but
really.
But you know that it is. You know that. The real truth is you're so terrified of what that madman will do that you're paralyzed and don't dare do anything.
No, sorry, Steve. You're wrong about that, but we can't do anything tonight.
Well, if you won't go to the Wyman's, I'll go along.
Oh, you mustn't do that. There'll be trouble if you do.
There certainly will be, because, Stella, I'm going to get help. I'm going to get Celia out of that house. If you won't go, I'll...
All right, Steve. I'll go over to the Wyman's and make sure she's safe.
Thank you.
If you promise to stay away, Celia will be safer if you don't try to see her. Will you agree to that, Steve? Will you agree to stay away?
Stella is in the center of these fiercely conflicting emotions. Celia, Paul, and Stephen each has asked her help. You'll want to hear the stirring and unusual drama tomorrow on Stella Dallas. Mother, what I am about to say concerns you and your children vitally. I'm certain your own family doctor would offer the self-same warning. Never, even in a case of emergency, let yourself be tempted by unknown bargain medicines. Always ask your health has not prescribed. And ask your doctor even about milk of magnesia. Many members of the medical profession have recommended Philips for children for over 60 years. Philips is especially made under a carefully controlled laboratory process for the welfare of your children. That's why many doctors recommend Philips. If your doctor says Philips, make sure it's Philips you get. Ask for it by its full name, Philips Milk of Magnesia, not just Milk of Magnesia alone. And here's a note to the thrifty. Get the big economical 75-cent size. It contains more than twice as much as the 50-cent size. This chapter in the later life of Stella Dallas is written by Anne Hummert and is based on the famous character created by Olive Higgins Southey in her great novel. Stella Dallas will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. This is Frank Gallup speaking.
Nope.